The first thing I do, I'll use the imagery of Exodus 33, 34 as my first thing that I do, is Moses came out from among them and he approached the tent and the tabernacle. What happened is I see, because it said the living pillar of glory came down over the tabernacle door. So what I do is I see myself outside, and the meeting place was inside, not outside. So what I do, I see that imagery from the heart that was forged by the word. So if you read and meditate Exodus 33, 34, you'll get an image of a tabernacle, a tent. It was a tent of meeting. That's where he met. God met with him inside that tent. So Moses had to come out of one jurisdiction into the next jurisdiction. It's kind of like going from outside to inside. So what I do is I see that door. That's my first entrance, and I'll walk towards it in my heart, if that's the way to explain it. I'll close my eyes, and it's like walking. Literally, if I were to walk through the door in front, I just close my eyes and come up to that door and walk through it. I'm walking through it in my heart. I step through that door. All the time I'm acknowledging that he is the doorway, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. By you I go in and out. I come through that door. Now, sometimes you're going to have a lot of what I call atmospheric thieves that are around that door. There's going to be a lot of pressure. There's a lot of anxiety sometimes. There's the world. There's the systems of the world. When you're first starting, there's a lot of distraction, and so you don't feel like you're in. So I don't stay very long outside the door. If I can't get in and I'm not feeling like I'm going to get in and I'm speaking, I don't stand in front of that door to speak to it. I'll just move myself in. And what I'll do is, even if I don't feel it, I'll move my spirit inside the tabernacle. And the sensation I'll get is just like if you close your eyes, you'll feel like you're inside a room. I want to be inside a tent. And from that point, even if I'm not feeling like it, a lot of times I'll feel it right when I go through the threshold. But even on a feeling, I'll just stay focused that I'm inside, and I'll use scriptures like, you hide me, I want to be hidden in your pavilion. Or you hide me in your fortress, I'm dwelling in your tabernacle, or I'm under the shadow of your wings. I want the feeling that I'm enclosed, I'm inside, I'm hidden, I'm in a tent, I'm inside, not outside. And I'll keep doing that, and I'll stay focused, and I'll practice the awareness that I'm in a tent, and eventually what will happen, the presence of God will just shift, and you'll shift out of the world system, and you shift into the what I call the preliminary presence of God. Now, once I'm there, I'm going to feel the presence of God there. And then so what they asked, well, what do you do then? What's next? And I said, well, it depends. If I'm having a lot of issues, if I'm having a lot of situations with different things, or if I'm in a trial, there might be stuff waiting on me, I'll go to the throne of grace first. The throne of grace is where you unload. The throne of grace is where you obtain mercy. If I'm having issues with myself or I got out of line, I'm going to the throne of grace. That's where you find mercy, help. Great. And I'll just boldly to the thrones. And once there, I just, like I'm in front of a throne, and that's where I meet the Lord. You're not meeting the Father at the throne of grace. You're meeting the Lord. He's your mediator there. He's your high priest there. He's going to get you ready for the Father. The Lord has to get you ready to go up to the Father. You just don't jump up into the Father. No, sometimes by grace you'll do that, but you're not going to do that continuously. Because when your grace runs out, you're going to have to go up in by faith. And to do that, you're going to have to be prepared. So throne of grace, I receive his grace. I receive his mercy. I receive his help. If I need that, I'm looking for a certain exchange. I have a whole series on the throne of grace, if you want to know what that's about. I obtain the mercy, obtain his grace. They say, well, then what do you do next at that point? So you're always moving. See, you're moving. You're moving. You want to move to the next level, but you're always focusing at the same time. Don't let yourself get pulled out, because you start, if your mind gets real occupied with something, it'll pull you out. You got to stay focused, and that's where these words are. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to take this image, and I'm going to make a little book, because people have been telling me a lot, we need a book like the Framing Your World book. So I'm going to make a little book with that image on it and all the scriptures I use for each level. They said, well, what scriptures do you use? And I said, well, I use the tabernacle door. I use John 10. I'm the door. I use Matthew 6:6 as entering in, access scriptures to get in. But then the throne of grace, I just use that one scripture for the throne of grace. Come boldly, throne of grace. And then I go to the rest. And the rest is, it'll be the high point of your Christianity and the foundation to enter the Father. You need to get to the rest. What do you do when you go to the rest? Now, what I see, now everybody might see something differently, but what has been burning to me is the garden. Psalms 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And so I see myself like literally, I'll come out of the throne of grace and I'll see myself walking down this path. It's the same thing every time. Because once you get an image that's produced by the word burn into you, you just move to that image. That's just the way I do it. I'm moving to that image. It's not an image produced in the mind. Where is the word sown? In the heart. You need the image produced in the heart. If you don't have the image produced in the heart, you're not going to move there. Don't try to look at something in the mind. You don't move in the mind. You move in the heart. So you got to get the revelation in the heart. See, that's where the Holy Spirit's going to release. A lot of people can't move because they don't have a revelation. You got to get those words down into the heart, and then they'll produce an image. Like that produced an image of a garden to me. He's my shepherd, and I'm walking. He's always, to me, I'm just saying to me, but you don't have to do it my way. I'm just saying, he always stands on the left side there, and he's like this. He's with open arms, and he's waiting for me. And I come, and then there's a green pasture right there. I don't explain it. There it is. Every time I pray here and I say I lie down, it's the same image. And I'll go in that green, and the first thing I'll do is I'll lay down in that green pasture. And that's where I begin to surrender my works, control, sufficiency. I'm not in charge anymore. Up to this point, I'm still in charge. At that point, I'm not in charge. And as I lay down those green pastures, I'm seeing him as my shepherd. He's watching over me. He that entereth his rest, he ceased from all of his labors. I'm ceasing from all my natural labors. And I'll decree things like, Lord, it's futile for me to produce your kingdom on this side of the Father. I myself can do nothing. I release, I relinquish, I let go. There's a surrendering of the sufficiency and the taking. Sometimes I'll see myself as I stand up, I'll take off the old man, like taking a coat off. You'll feel that too. It's amazing. I'll take off the old man for burial and baptism. What I'm doing is, and then I'll drink of the still waters. Now what I'm looking for and the rest is to be clothed. I want to be like in a cocoon. Once in the cocoon, see, once I'm in the rest, and he says, take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly of heart, and you'll find rest. So he'll put a yoke upon you. You need this yoke. It's peace. It's rest. The way to describe it, it's harmony. I don't try to go any further until I got a yoke on me. And once I'm clothed in that yoke, it's like I'm in a cocoon of rest. It says, in me there's peace, in the world there's tribulation. See, you'll obtain that with him. And as I'm in the rest, I'm using all the rest scriptures. All the rest. And Chuck will attest to this. When you try to start moving to the rest, you'll get war with Amalek. Amalek will show up. He'll try to keep you bound to the earth and its systems. And it's sometimes you don't realize it's a very real strong man. It's not just natural things. They're trying to bind your sufficiency to the world. And it's a shifting in identity there. That was a big, 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 big strong man. It took a long, long time to overcome him because I didn't understand how he worked. So as I'm feeling the clothing process of the Lord, and I'm clothed in his rest, I'm clothed in the peace, I'm clothed in harmony, I'm clothed in him. See, he's preparing you to move into the Father. So you're going to move into the Father. Now, there's something I want to share because something the Father showed me today. Whenever you miss it and you've got guilt, shame, condemnation, issues that need tissues, you think that you can go to the Father with that and cry before the Father? You can. The Father, I'm going to tell you something. When you're a babe, he'll accept that. When you grow up, he will not accept that kind of offering. Because all that's done in Christ. Do you understand what I just said? The forgiveness is obtained in Christ. When you go to the Father, you're in Christ, not in your old man. Did you hear what I just said? So if you try to bring out aspects of your old man like guilt and shame and condemnation and have a pity party before the Father and produce crocodile tears and tell him, you think that you're pouring your heart out to him, but what he accepts is what's already been done for you. He accepts the sacrifice of Christ. You'll do better to do all that with the Lord. You'll do better to do that with the throne of grace and get into the Lord's righteousness. Because from the rest, I move into his righteousness. I want to be in him because I'm going up into the Father in Christ, not in myself. Does that make sense? I'm going to be clothed in Christ because I, in Christ, I'm in peace. In Christ, I'm in righteousness. He is the right, we're the righteousness of God in Christ. You see that? He says, I'm the way, truth, and life. No man cometh of the Father but by me. You're not going to the Father but by him. Now, that'll help you because if you got all that stuff and you're trying to move into the Father's love, you know, when you're a babe, he'll love you, but he accepts you in Christ. So get all that taken care of in at the throne of grace. Get it taken care of in the rest. Because when you go up to the Father, you're in rest, you're in peace, you're in righteousness. You see that? See, you're going up in who Christ is, not in who you are. Because if you're going up in your old man, you're asking the Father to accept something. He only accepts the offering that's in Christ. So you got to get into the Lord. Because the Lord's the one going to be presenting you from the rest. Now, this is huge. These are things I've learned that will help you tremendously. Because a lot of you are already getting into the rest. And you're wanting to get up into the Father now. How many of you are getting into the rest pretty? Now, you're wanting to get to that next level in the Father. That's a huge level. It's awesome. To get there, I'll just tell you what happens with me. When I first started a month and a half ago, he'd just take me in there. So when I'd go in there, I would just run straight to the Father. And he let me do that for about 4 or 5 days. See, what will happen when you start moving in the kingdom? There's certain protocols that you'll learn along the way. You just learn how, what things work for you. If you can jump up into the Father and it's glorious for you, just do it. But if you're encountering stuff, sometimes it's not a resistance issue. It's a protocol issue. Does that make sense? Sometimes we might not understand the protocol. So what I learned to do, if I'm getting in a hurry, I back up to what was working for me at the last step. If I'm jumping in the rest and I can't get to the rest, I go back to the throne of grace because I didn't get something he wanted me to have. If I'm in the rest and I'm trying to move up into the Father and it's not working, I go back to the rest because sometimes I'm moving too quickly. You're going to learn all this as you go in there. So what I do is once I'm in the rest, what I was doing, I just go for it. But now I realize it was the Lord that reveals the Father. He said that I will show you the Father. He said, will they be with me that they can behold my glory? He wants to glorify the Father. That's his glory, to glorify the Father. So that is a ministry of his. So from the rest, I don't start engaging the Father. I more engage him at that point. It's more like he's my usher. I'm waiting when I'm in the rest, and I said, Lord, show me the Father. Take me to the Father. Reveal the Father. And I use all the Father scriptures of John 14, 15, 16, and 17, that I am in you, and we are in the Father. As you show me the Father. See, everything about these is you're using the word there because you're using the promise. See, he promised he'll reveal the Father to you. He said, I'll say, I'm in that day, Lord, that I know that you are in the Father, and I'm in you. Bring me into where you are. Show me the Father the way you know him. You know him better than anybody. Reveal him to me, Lord. Bring me in. You died for me, not just to be saved, but to come in the Father. It's your joy. The Father's your joy. Let him be my joy. And so I'll say those scriptures and I'm waiting. And what I'm doing, this is one of the things I ask them, what happens? I'll wait for some type of nudge. Something's I'm waiting because I know better than just jump in there. I'm waiting on him to lead me. And it's like sometimes he just takes me in or he'll whisper something. He'll say, go to the Father now, like that. Or I'll feel a nudge, something open my spirit. I don't know how to explain that. That's just what happens with me. If I go too quickly, too fast, and I don't wait for that kind of thing, nothing happens for me. I have to back up. But I'll have to stay there sometime like 15 minutes or so. I'm just rehearsing those words and I'm acknowledging the Lord. I'm honoring the Lord, but I'll feel and I'm just sitting there waiting. See, I'm waiting on the open door, put it that way. I'm waiting on a nudge, an open door. I'm waiting on him to speak to me and say, go. And here's how I'll know. This is how I'll know. Once I feel that, as I move towards it, my spirit will feel right, but it's time. Now, you don't have to do any of this. I'm just telling you, but this works for me consistently, and I'm doing this every day, so it's working. So, but if I move and I'm feeling like, ooh, I back up. See, you're waiting for an open door. It's kind of like you're going before a king. You don't walk, run into a, you could, we don't have kings in this country, but if you serve a country with kings, you just don't run in the presence of a king. You wait for the open door. There is a protocol when you approach kings. There's protocol when you're approaching royalty, and God is royalty in his protocol, but he loves you. Amen. So as you understand certain protocols. So once I get that nudge, I'll just start moving over to the Father. And the first thing I do is like, I'll go, I may not be feeling his presence at all yet, or his love. I'm feeling his presence, but not his love. His love is what you want. As I get before the Father, the first thing I do is I start honoring the Son in his presence. That's the very first thing I do. I don't do that here. The highest place we do is about the rest, because the next level, I can't do that, because I can't be who I am in the Father in front of everybody. Neither can you, probably. Carlos goes, well, why don't you just do that? I'm like, that's too intimate to do that. That's not really designed to be corporate. Now, we'll have this corporate love on us and all that, but my relationship with the Father, you know, it's just between me and him. It's going to be the same with you. Once I move and I get that nudge, I'll start honoring the Father. Father, thank you for the Son. He's brought me to you. I'm in him. I dwell in him. I'm in his rest. I'm in his righteousness. He's brought me to you. I thank you for the Son, Father. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's brought me to reveal you to me. You are my Father. And I'll start getting into things like sonship and Father. You're my Father. My Father now. You're my Father. And you're just talking to him like a father. But once you start moving in this realm, worship, just a matter of time. See, the Father seeketh such to worship him in spirit and in truth. In truth is your position in Christ. In spirit is where he is. So once you get there, worship's going to happen. But the way worship happens for me is songs will start coming up. When the love of God starts coming in, and it's going to start coming in, it'll rise up within and he'll clothe you without. The songs, I get them all the time. I'll sing them for hours. One little song, I'll sing for a whole hour. I can't even hardly remember them after I leave, but I get a new one every day. It's like a hymn. Songs and hymns. Making melody to the Lord. It wouldn't be melody to you, I'm sure, but it's melody to him. Hallelujah. It's just one song after another as his love is just pouring in. That love is so full of life. It, when it gets in your heart, it's just, it's resonating inside you with freedom. Sometimes I'll come out of there and Anna will be at the door and she'll see that level of freedom. That hasn't translated yet here, but it will, because he said that if you'll dwell with him where he is, he'll dwell with us where we are. That we're not at that level yet, but we are dwelling with him now, which is glorious. And another thing that happens is the embrace of the Father. Oh, my God, the embrace of the Father. Now, one of the things you'll do is you'll get past the lie that the Father's withholding himself. Once your faith achieves the room, you'll start getting in there every day. You'll realize it has nothing to do with you, your old man, the Father withholding himself. It all a matter of faith. Will your faith carry you in, period? That's all he's looking for. He's not looking at your issues. When do you think you're going to be perfect enough to get before him? He's the only one that can perfect you. So you'll realize all that's a lie. He loves you just like you are. Oh, he's so full of mercy too. He's amazingly merciful. Amen. So we go in the embrace of the Father. Once you start getting that embrace, that's like nothing you ever have ever had. You may have had it. I can even remember having an embrace as a child. So this is one of the most important things he's doing. The embrace is so amazing. The way he embraces you, the security that he imparts to you when he does that, and the freedom, the identity. I can't give that words to that, just when he does, but he'll do it over and over and over and over again because you need him. And you realize the more love you get, the more love you need. You realize just how vacant we are of true love. Even if you've been loved, there's a vacancy that only the Father can fill. And I realize that all of Christianity was about getting us to be loved first. How are we ever going to be productive for him if we're not loved? Look, I spent 20 years in ministry having a little productivity, but a lot of it was unproductive because of my issues. It caused an unproductiveness because I was ministering out of dysfunction. And it'll just show up, especially in a little church. If you're in a bigger arena, you can hide your dysfunction. But when you're in a little place, eventually everybody's going to see all your dysfunction. But now he's starting to wash out and move out the dysfunction, see, and he's putting himself, and every time you go in there, he's planting his love. He's taking out and he's planting a new garden in you, a garden he's going to dwell in the earth. God's going to dwell in love in you because he is love. He's going to put his love in you and then he's going to dwell in it because he's going to plant himself in you. Amen. And you can't get that unless you get in there every day. And that should be your major number one goal. If you haven't got through the door, I'm getting through the door. Once I'm in the door, I'm going to the throne of grace. I'm going to rest, and I'm going to set my sights on the Father. Now, don't go begging to get into the Father. What you do is you hold the words. The Lord said, if you'll keep my words, him, my Father, will love. Find the words that the Lord said. And you hold those words, you rehearse those words, and you meditate, and you hold them and keep them and speak them. Now, I'll do the awareness and all that, all the way through the rest, union with Christ. But once I get in the Father, the awareness kind of, I don't have to practice awareness anymore. I'm just engaged in love at that point. Does that make sense? So those are some of the things that I've learned that might help you along the way to get in there. But you got to arm yourself with the words of that next level. If you don't have the words, you're going to blank out. Got to know what he said. Amen. Glory to God. So let's give the Lord glory. Hallelujah. Nuts and bolts. Amen. You're getting to the next level. Don't try to reach a level you are not armed with the word of that level. You need a thorough revelation of the word of that next level. Just don't go say, Lord, bring me to the Father. You got to know what he said. I always say, you said, Lord. You said. You cannot lie. See, if you're doing it his way, it's going to work. That's what I'm learning. You said. Yeah, if you keep my words, so I hold your words to be with you where you are in the Father. Lord, I abide in you, in the Father. I'm always doing that. Even I don't feel like I'm in the Father. I abide in you, in the Father's love. Lord, you will that I be with you where you are in the Father, that I may behold your glory. For the Father loveth you from the foundation of the world. Father, you love me. I'm always agreeing with what he said, but I have those words. You can't just have them on a piece of paper at that point. You've got to have them in your heart, and they've got to come out of your mouth because you're in a focused position there. You understand? You can't just come out and start reading. If you have to, that's fine, but you need to get them, at least five or six of those promises memorized so you know what he said. You got to have that because that's what's going to get you. You're going to move through that truth and faith in that truth. Amen? A lot of times you can't get to the next level. You don't have enough truth there to get to the next level. Once you start hitting the love of God, woo, you're on your way. I'm saying, Father, this looks like now the foundation, but it took forever to get there. There's the foundation. He said it's a plateau. It's for sure. It's a high water mark of anyone's life. It's coming to the Father. But in reality, the way he truly designed it, it's the foundation for everything, because it's our identity. Once we find our identity, you'll have so much value in identity, you won't be asking God to use you to get identity. A lot of people are wanting God to gift them because they're empty, and they think they're going to find value out of that gift. You won't. You won't find value out of a gift. You're going to find value out of the Father's love. You're going to find identity in the Father's love. You're going to find security in him. And you'll feel so secure in him, you won't need him to do all this stuff for you. There was a lot of times I was asking God to do things for me because I was empty. And I thought he would do all that. It would fill my emptiness, but he won't. He won't. There's not enough money, anointing, or anything. But there is enough love. Say, there is enough love to fill all your emptiness. And the Father is really abundant with it. And I told Anna yesterday, because I want to get to the next level of doing this. I'm already preaching into it, but there are times I just don't want to do it yet, because this is where I'm at. I'm very comfortable, being in the love of the Father. I know what's next, but I need this more than anything right now. I was always this guy always pressing the next level. You know me, I'm just always on the edge. But now that I find the Father's love, I'm like, I'm not going to be in a hurry here, Father. I really need this. It's taken a long time to get here. It's something I've been vacant and void of forever. And I really, really don't want to rush this. And I mean, I know we got to get to all that. But you know what? He's not in a hurry either. So when I'm telling you, when you find the Father's love, you might be there for a while. Because it's a glorious place. And yes, the world's going to need saving, and God's going to use us. But he's got to make us whole before he sends us to the world. Because God's using a dysfunctional church right now. That's what he does in the gift from anointing. It's a dysfunctional church, but he's going to make his church whole by bringing him up into his love. Amen. So the quicker you get up in there, oh, we're going to be a full habitation of it. Because it gets in the atmosphere of your life and around you. The love of the Father get around you. Amen. But it's a very high watermark, but it's the foundation of his kingdom coming out of you. Amen. Yeah, exactly. That's phase three. He said, my Father will love you. And what he meant, that's what he meant. Look, we all know the Father loves us regardless, right? He was talking about tangibly, actively initiating his love. He says, then my Father and I, it's getting late, we're about to leave. Our Father and I will come and make our abode with you in the earth. That's going to be a glorious day. Already I feel his presence different times, but he'll make a consistent habitation. He, the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit will dwell in your vessel in the earth, and they will bring the whole kingdom with them. Isn't that glorious? And it'll be a continuous flow, signs, miracles, and wonders, and mighty deeds. The Lord promised that. He promised that. But he's restructuring our identity in his love. I've been in conferences all my life. I've been seeking, searching, fasting. I did it all. We did it all. But it always left something undone. But his love is leaving nothing undone. And it's so thorough. It's so deep. It's so wonderful. I just can't wait for it all to show up here. It's just glorious. And it's every day. There's very few days. And if there's, it's just because I didn't do it. But it's not him. He's there. Amen. And it's abundant. His love is worth finding. Amen.